Krishna 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 Pahima
Agasura the snake
Vrindavan land of Krishna where everyone is happy to serve Krishna. The moment they get up, everyone wants to see Krishna and be with him. Krishna is the center of Vrindavan. One fine day, the sun rose up from the east. Peacocks could be seen in the trees along with many colorful parrots. The birds are chirping away melodiously in the groves of Vrindavan. We take you to the house of Krishna, where Mother Yasoda has just got Krishna ready. Krishna is ready to go out to tend to the baby calves. For Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, owns Ahimsa dairy farm with many, many cows. They make ghee, butter, and yogurt, and many nice sweets like sandesh. The people of Vrindavan live off the land, the cows, and what nature provides. Life is very simple and laid back in Vrindavan. As Krishna finishes his breakfast, loud knocks on his door could be heard. It was the coward boys who had all come to see Krishna and were eager to go out to the forest for the day. They wanted to know what was taking Krishna so long. They were excited to be with Krishna.
I'm just coming, just getting my lunch pack.
Be careful in the forest and stay close to your brother Balaram.
I will, Mom. Love you.
Then off they went, waving goodbye to their parents as they set off for the day. Everyone was in a very cheerful mood as they reached the outskirts of Vrindavan. They let the calves eat the fresh grass that grows there.
Come on, everyone. Let's play hide and seek.
The boys enjoyed playing games. As they played, they got tired and rested. One boy would massage Krishna's legs, Balaram his arm. They sat together, enjoying each other's company, laughing and joking. Kamsa, the evil king of Mathura, knew Krishna would one day come and kill him. To prevent this to happen, Kamsa sent one of his friends to get rid of Krishna and kill him. His name was Agasura. He was the younger brother of Putana, the witch. Krishna had killed her earlier on. So he, Agasura, wanted revenge for his sister. This demon, he had mystic powers. With his powers, he took the shape of a huge snake. In fact, it was so big, the upper lips touched the clouds and was very, very long. It moved very slowly in the forest of Vrindavan as it slid across the grass. One coward boy noticed the snake and was so surprised to see such a huge snake there. He called over his friends to come and see. Everyone ran over to see what the commotion was all about. What a sight they saw! A massive snake! Where did it come from? No one had ever seen anything quite like it before. Agasura lay quietly, not moving a muscle. His plan was for the boys to enter his mouth and then swallow them, including Krishna. Although the snake looked very dangerous, the boys were not afraid. Why were they not afraid? Because they knew Krishna was there to protect them and help them if they got into a spot of danger. As the boys came closer, they smelt a fishy smell coming from his mouth. They began to talk to each other about the snake. One boy said, "Let's go into the mouth. His tongue looks like a road into his mouth." Another said, "If we go in together, he can't swallow us all together." Yet another said, "Even if he does, then we have Krishna. He will protect us. Did he not kill Bakasura and save us? So let us not fear anything." Thinking in this way, they entered the mouth of Agasura. Meanwhile, Krishna saw from a distance what was going on. As Krishna knows everything as the super soul residing in our hearts, he knew his friends lay dead in the belly of the snake. Agasura was patiently waiting for Krishna to enter. "When will Krishna enter my mouth so I can kill him?" thought Agasura.
"My plan is to kill all the boys here, including Krishna, who killed my sister. Krishna must pay."
"I have to save my friends. I'll go in the mouth of the snake."
Krishna resolved to save his friends and walked up to the mouth of the snake and went in the belly of the snake. This was the moment Agasura was waiting for. He quickly shut his mouth. Hoping Krishna would die from the poison inside, Krishna saw his friends lying there, thinking, "How can I save my friends?" He then began to grow bigger and bigger inside the demon's belly. The demon Agasura choked and suffocated. His eyes were rolling. His life air burst out of the top of his head, ultimately dying. The demon dropped dead. The demon soul rose in the sky, then in front of the demigods who were watching, went into the body of Krishna, thus getting liberation. Krishna then lovingly glanced at his friends. Miraculously, they all came back to life. The boys were happy to see Krishna and to be alive. They embraced Krishna. Yet again, Krishna had saved them. The body of Agasura laid there, and the boys took advantage of it and used it like a playground. Every day when they would come at this spot, they would run around the dead snake's body, enjoying their youth with Krishna, who is the center of their lives.